I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm kind of turning, but
yeah.
Nice going, Tom. Item three, roll call. Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Dave Klimisch.
Here.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Item four, quorum being present. Item four being minutes of the meetings for September 10th. September 17th, September 20th, presented to board members in written form.
Move approval of all three.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any additions, corrections? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. That brings us to item five, public hearing. First one is item, we have one this evening, is item A, to consider the request for a Class B intoxicating liquor license and a Class B fermented malt beverage license for the proposed Fairfield Inn and Suites is be located at 10601 120th Avenue.
Mr. President, Village Board members, the Kenosha Hotel Partners filed with the Clerk's Office on September 5th, 2018, an application for a Class B intoxicating liquor and a Class B fermented beverage license for the proposed Fairfield Inn Suites to be located at 10601 120th Avenue in Pleasant Prairie. The application also requested Natalie Rodriguez to serve as a licensing agent for that corporation. Police checks have been completed. The ownership and agency residency has been met. Publication requirements have been satisfied. There are no delinquent taxes, utilities, or forfeiture on record here at the village. There are two outstanding invoices and the total sum of $838.75. Fairfield Inn, I have been told, is due to open on or about October 15th of 2018, which is well within the 90 days allowed from the time the board approves the issuance in accordance with Chapter 194. If the Village Board approves this request this evening, the following items must be received prior to the issuance of the license by the Clerk's Office. It would be the payment of the annual fee, which would be prorated from the date of issuance to June 30th of 2019. It would be the payment of the publication cost, which is $57.86. Also, the certificate of occupancy must be issued, and that would be issued by the Community Development, the Inspections Department, and the fire department, and then payment of any outstanding municipal charges associated with that site.
Okay, this being a public hearing, I'm going to open up public comment or question. Anybody on a sign-up sheet?
No sign-ups this evening.
Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and open up board comment or question.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second for approval. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Is this just a regular vote?
Yes.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. That brings us to item six, citizens' comments.
Oh. Mr. President, there are no sign-ups this evening.
Anyone wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Hearing none, I'll close citizens' comments. Move on to item seven, administrator's report.
To the village board, I invited Michelle Williamson to attend this evening. She is our new president of the PPCVB. Michelle, do you mind coming to the front and we can at least introduce you? If you want to go to the microphone, sorry. Uh, We have some business later on in the agenda to approve or ratify some bureau members, but I thought that it would be relevant to at least introduce Michelle to the board and give her an opportunity to address the board. And so, anyways, Michelle, if you just want to introduce yourself and say hello.
I'm Michelle Williamson. It's wonderful to be part of this board, and I'm really excited to begin this journey with the village. I'm looking forward to some great things in the future for all of us and for the village and for the community, and I look forward to it. So.
And on behalf of the board, I'm not actually on the board, but I serve as an ex officio member, I suppose, and I just want to also welcome Michelle. We're glad that she's a part of the team, and we know and have confidence that she'll do an excellent job. And so, unless anyone has any questions.
Mike?
I just want to add to that. I think Michelle's going to be, she's in one of those unusual positions that not too many people see, is where you get to start something up from scratch, which is a lot of hard work, but there's a lot of opportunities in the village, and I think that in a $3.6 billion community, which is what we are, there are significantly opportunities to help promote the area and have people come here who help pay and keep the cost of government down, the cost of services. And it's a significant impact that a lot of people don't realize, and Michelle's going to do a great job.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome. It's
Thank
a busy
you, Michelle.
Community with a lot going on in the summertime, wintertime. I guess all four seasons, because Recplex keeps things pretty well going there. So,
absolutely. We hope to keep that going and add a few more.
Do you do triathlons?
Do I do
running?
No, thank you for flattering me. No, there's not one part of me that's in shape for the triathlons.
Because I know Mike has been itching to get into one, and he's a training partner.
We can train together.
Yeah. I just scratch a lot. I'm really not itching.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Today was actually her first day on the job, so appreciate her being here.
Thank you.
Good job.
That's all I have, President.
Thank you, Nathan. Oh, that moves us on to item 8, new business. First item being item 8, receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider approval of memorandum understanding between the Village of Pleasant Prairie and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for public and private improvements pursuant to the Main Street Market Traffic Impact Analysis.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is a memorandum between the state and the village. The agreement summarizes the traffic improvements that are needed for the Main Street Market development. Just to summarize those improvements a little bit, the agreement breaks down the traffic improvements into three phases. One is when Frederick Hospital is built, and those improvements are really just the entrance drives to the facility. As the development continues to grow, then Old Green Bay Road and part of 104th Street will be improved. Old Green Bay Road will be kind of a boulevard-type section with designated left turn lanes. The intersection of 104th and Old Green Bay Road will be improved to be a signalized intersection. And then Main Street Market, which will connect to Highway 31 in Phase 3, will also be a signalized intersection in the end of the project. But that's what the agreement summarizes. The developer does have an agreement with the village that he's responsible for all these improvements. So even though that this agreement is with the state and the village, the developer's agreement between the developer and the village puts this responsibility back on the developer for the improvements. Right now, they're starting to gear up to about 30% plans for 104th Street and Old Green Bay Road plans. They've got all the geometrics kind of figured out as far as the intersection and how the road's going to go. Now they're going to really dive into more of the detailed plans and get it to a point that land acquisition can start occurring for that road to be constructed. Last time I talked to the developer, the construction of that road is anticipated to be next year. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I move that the village approve the memorandum of understanding for Main Street Marketplace between the village and Woodstock.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item B, consider award of contract for the Rickplex dehumidification unit addendum project.
Sorry, Mr. President, board members, Tom Patrizzi, Rickplex. What you have in front of you is the bid documents from the opening on September 18th, and we had two bids accepted. Southport came in at $568,000, and Lee Plumbing came in at $517,000. So we're recommending that we go with the Lee Plumbing Mechanical for $517,000. This is for the leisure pool, the original pool in the Rickplex. This was also engineered by MEP, who helped us on the Aqua Arena, helped us on the Rickplex HVAC system. So we have a good faith in Lee or MEP that they'll help us with this to get this correct also.
Do you have some a timeline as to when they might start and finish?
The equipment was ordered several. Well, it was 16 weeks out, and we're receiving it November 15th. And then that Holy Week comes, deer hunting, so we can't do it over that week. And then we're going to start up the last week, the 27th of November, and we're looking at a three-week period that the leisure pool will be shut down, just the leisure pool. The Olympic, the 50-meter pool will be open.
Tom, is this normal wear and tear on something like this?
Yeah, it's we went above and beyond. I've visited several high schools in the community. Wauwatosa is one of them. They had pool pack systems, and they replaced them after 5 years of service. And we're on, which we all know today is the 18th birthday for the Rickplex. So we went above and beyond with maintenance and everything. But as you can see in the pictures, the chloramines and everything does take effect on all this equipment. And
it's not functioning right now, is that right?
We have two of them. One is 100%, and the other one's only working about 50%. So we have a temporary HVAC system outside supplying us with cool air right now.
And this bid replaces them both?
Yes. What it also gives us the option for is to purge during the winter. That was such a effect on the members and the lifeguards and guests that we'll be able to purge at any time now. With the old unit, we couldn't purge below 40 degrees because everyone knows that's our average temperature here in Wisconsin. So, okay.
Tom, what's the difference in space? Are they going to need?
It's the same footprints almost.
Same footprint.
What they have to do is they're going to take the louvers out on the front side of Rickplex and pull the old ones out and put the new ones in. They were thinking about doing it in sections, but they'll save time if they don't have to do it in sections and just bring the whole both units in and put it all back together. So it's a lot of work, but it can be done.
No altering of the building itself has to be done to get this in or out?
We got some facial stuff, the split face right in front of the building. The louvers will have to be torn out, but then it's going to all be replaced and everything. It'll look the same when we're done. Okay. So
that's all included in this bid.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Move approval.
Second.
Motion a second for adoption and approval. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tom.
Mm-hmm. That brings us to item C, consider the appointment of members to the Village of Pleasant Prairie's Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Community Development Authority.
Move approval and extend appreciation to all of these people giving of their time.
Second.
Nathan, would you care to read the name?
Sure, I can read the names. For the Pleasant Prairie Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mike Polakoff, Carol Wilkie, Steve Kamerkowitz, Kyle Heiberg, Craig Anderson, Rebecca, I'm going to not pronounce her last name correctly, but Mataska Mentink. I know she's the clerk for the county, Pamela Jacobson, Noting that Carol Wilkie, Steve Kamerkowitz, Rebecca, and Pamela have a term of 1 year, and the other three, Mike Polakoff, Kyle Heiberg, and Craig Anderson, have a term of 2 years. So their term will begin October 1 and then extend until 19 or 2020. And then for a community development authority, we have Jill Sikorsky, whose term is 10-7-2020. Tom Reiser, whose term will be October 7th of 2020. And then Dustin Decker is an alternate one, and his term will be October 7th to 2019. Is that sufficient?
He's an IT guy, right?
No. He was an entrepreneur.
Okay.
There's another IT guy, though.
Just for the record, I'd like to point out, I probably should have did this when we introduced Michelle, is that the Commission Visitor Bureau is off book for us. It's the Bureau is off the tax roll. It's a nonprofit, a separate entity that'll be receive only funds from room tax or anything that they would sell for commodities. So we are connected, but we aren't. They're not under the village umbrella as far as a tax.
Yeah, to that point, Mike, the village set up a commission. That commission set up basically the rules and thought processes for the Bureau. And so we've now gotten to the point where we're able to establish the Bureau. This appointment is from the village board, but then moving forward, any new appointments to the Bureau will be done by the Bureau, not by the village board. And so these were individuals that President Steinbrink is recommending, and we're bringing forward to the board to approve, to initiate the process, and then moving forward, the Bureau will be an entity unto itself. So thank you for that clarification.
The Recplex has so many out-of-state, multi-state functions between the ice arena and the pool that hotel rooms in a wide area are full. So as much as this is going to benefit our tourism bureau, it's going to benefit the cities as well, because even though the function may be taking place in Pleasant Prairie, some of the hotel rooms are in the city. So they're going to benefit. I think it's time that Pleasant Prairie showcases it's what it has to offer, and I think it's a good idea, and I'm looking forward to Shell taking over. So.
And it's not only the hotel rooms, it's the restaurants and other amenities throughout the whole county that are going to benefit. So we have a motion and a second. Is there other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That brings us to item D, consider the approval of a new liquor license agent. This is for Quick Trip number 230, located at 8800 75th Street.
Mr. President and the Village Board members, this is a liquor license agent change for the Quick Trip number 230, which they hold a Class A fermented malt beverage and a Class A intoxicating liquor license. This is for the Quick Trip that is located at 10451 72nd Avenue. The previous agent is no longer an employee of that Quick Trip, and therefore the new employee that they have requested be appointed as the successor agent is Cody Ray Maddox. The requirements have been satisfied as far as the background check. Chief Smetana has conducted that on behalf of the village. And I recommend the approval of Cody Ray Maddox as a successor agent for the Quick Trip number 230.
Question on the address. There's two different addresses noted.
Nope.
Agenda has 75th Street.
Let me clarify that.
Memorandum has 72nd.
I don't have the file with me to clarify that. So
72nd.
It is 72nd, okay. It's 10451 72nd Avenue.
Okay. Noting that the police chief has conducted the background checks, then I move approval.
Second. We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item E, consider resolution 1832, and is to authorize the village administrator to act on behalf of the village of Pleasant Prairie to sign and submit the recycling grant application.
And the DNR is now requesting for us to have a resolution approving who submits the recycling grant, and they recommend to have a position instead of a person's name on it, so you don't have to change it every time the person changes the position. So in the past, the village administrator, Mike Polkoff, would sign the applications and the grant. So this resolution appoints the village administrator position to be able to submit and sign the grants. I'm looking for approval for the resolution.
Move approval of resolution
1832. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Any questions for Kathy?
How much are we looking at, Kathy?
It's about $45,000 that we get each year. It's been pretty stable.
Okay.
Over the last.
I was under the impression that money was drying up. Is it? It's not.
No, it's been maintaining itself, and then we also get around a $10,000 to $12,000 hazardous waste grant, which is different than separate from the recycling grant.
Okay.
No further discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to number nine, Village Board comments.
I had one brief comment, but not looking for the chief to come up or anything, but since we talked about the Fairfield Inn, and I know that they had a goal of opening this fall with obviously trying to tie in with Black Friday and stuff, is there going to be any communications as far as expected change and in the increased traffic or foot traffic between, you know, that time of night and the hotel and the mall, and are we expecting some increased presence? And this isn't really a lengthy one. It was more just that now that they are on schedule to be open in a few weeks. And it is a pretty heavily attended event.
Yeah, I had a meeting with the outlet center last week. They are not going to be looking for any other changes than what they did last year. Last year they did not apply for any other changes or alterations. So they're going to run within the same time frame they did last year, closing overnight and then reopening on Friday at 6 a.m. I would not expect it to be any different than what it normally is with the addition of the hotel.
All right. Thanks.
Sure.
And all good stuff to promote with our tourism group. Yeah.
Also, I noted in the paper the city has chosen its Halloween hours as usual and picked Wednesday, the date of Halloween, from 4 to 8, so which creates a small conflict for our residents and our subdivisions with the overflow coming from the city to participate in our festivities. I'm not sure. It's some neighborhoods call it a real challenge. Other ones say it's not as bad.
I hope it goes well for them.
We're trying to direct them to Trustee Serpy's neighborhood, but they just don't want to go there. Any further village board comments? Hearing none.
Move to adjourn. We have executive session.
I'm executive session. Not sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There is. It's a separate agenda.
I move we, I don't have mine in front of me, but
adjourn to executive.
Adjourn from the regular session and enter into executive session.
Second.
It's not noted on the agenda. Can we do that? Was it published?
It was.
Okay.
It was after this one was already prepared, and I was told that we have an executive session, so there's two agendas, separate agendas.
Probably have to do time with Steve or something. Mm-hmm. We need a roll call vote.
Mike Serpy? Mike Serpy?
Yes. Yes.
Here?
Yes.
Dave Clemish?
Aye.
Mike Polakoff?
Aye.
Chris Keckler?
Aye.
And John Steinberg?
Aye. And the board will reconvene for the purposes of adjournment only. No other business will be conducted.